In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today we'll have the sermon in English for our beloved deacons, the children, for the sake of one of the very famous martyrs in the history of the church, which is Abba Noob, who was, as we heard in the synaxarium, 12 years old only. Actually, although we have another patriarch at the synaxarium today, but the readings were put according to the martyrdom or the stoning of Saint Abba Noob. As we heard, he was born in a rich family, money and spirit, and he was grown in a spiritual way, meek and attached to the church. That's why the readings of today, we find them speaking about the sufferings of the believers for the sake of Christ. And this suffering actually is the only way to enter the kingdom of heavens. If this suffering is for the sake of Christ and also for the sake of us to get the forgiveness of our sins and to get the activity of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, which leads us very much to step on Satan and his tricks and his fighting against us. St. Paul, in the Pauline epistle today, from Hebrews chapter 12, he says, "You have not yet resisted the bloodshed, striving against sin." When we strive against sin, it's what we call suffering for the sake of our salvation. And also, when we read the first epistle of St. Peter in Catholicos today, he says, "But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceedingly joy." The suffering which leads to the joy, the persecution that we may face for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, will lead to an eternal joy with him in paradise. Also in the Acts of Apostles, which we call Epraxis. Epraxis means the Acts of Apostles, or actually it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit in the life of the apostles. It is the stoning and martyrdom of St. Stephen, the archdeacon and the proto-martyr, or the first martyrs in the history in the New Testament after the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are the readings, and as you see, all of them encouraging us to accept the idea of being suffering and suffering, being persecuted, suffered, persecuted, having some difficulties in the world, but just not because of our mistakes, but because of our faith and our belief in Jesus Christ. The gospel speaks in many, actually, we don't have time to cover all the issues that our Lord Jesus Christ raised in St. Luke chapter 11 today, but we'll pass on every one of them in 1 minute, 2 minutes for our time. Chapter 11 in chapter 11, we'll find only the last two verses. The last two verses is the ending of that chapter after our Lord Jesus Christ gave great teachings and performed many miracles. And actually, the Pharisees and the scribes were fed up of him. They wanted to catch him by any way. That's why we read in the beginning of this gospel, and as he said these things, as he was teaching them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say that they might accuse him. They were seeking or finding any point, any hole in his preaching and teachings and miracles to catch him and accuse him. This is what the world do with you. When you are attached to our Lord Jesus Christ, when you go in the right track, when you love Jesus Christ, expect that Satan will not leave you alone in peace. He will try to find out what to accuse you for. And we'll see it later. This is point number one. So be smart enough and be wise enough to recognize that Satan will not be happy when you grow in your relationship with God and vice versa. Number two, because our Lord Jesus Christ knows the inner heart of these scribes and Pharisees, he said, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is one of the very famous diseases in our spiritual life. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means to have two faces, three faces, four faces, more than one face. Hypocrisy means that you have one opinion about the same subject, not only one opinion about the same subject, but you have several opinions. Opinion to say to this man, and another to this, and another to that, and another to that. Hypocrisy, this is number one. Or you say what contradicts your feeling from inside. This is the hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means that you don't say what you feel from inside. That's why the Lord, who examines you from very bottom of your heart, knows. So don't say that because, or don't make that, because if you can betray the others, you will never be able to betray Jesus Christ. He doesn't wait until you say what you want to know what you want to do, to say. He knows what's in your heart and in your mind. And when he says, when he sees something contradicts between what you say and what you believe or feel from inside, this is the hypocrisy. And this is a very famous disease. واحنا دايما نقول كده مشي حالك يعني ما معلش ما جراش حاجه يعني مشي الامور يعني قول له بقى اي حاجه وخلاص. And you know that what you say is not the truth, or you know that what you say is not what you believe in your heart. Why did our Lord describe the hypocrisy with leaven? Because the leaven, you know, spreads. خالص كده spreads in the air. بينتشر في ايه؟ الخميرة بتنتشر في ايه؟ بتنتشر في العجينة. حتة خميرة is very small piece. Very small piece. Tamilak aginak birakat. And this is the dangerous of this. You don't look after this, or you don't notice that or recognize that this is a very bad sin to be hypocrite. Don't be hypocrite, please. Another thing, our Lord Jesus Christ said to them, beware of this. Have wisdom to recognize that Satan is trickery. And Satan puts sometimes in the mouths of the wicked people something to betray you. Beware of that and be wise to recognize that. Why, our Lord? Because simply, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in light. And whatever you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. Full stop. Alas. No comment on that. No comment on that. A day will come, either here or there, before his coming or after, we'll be judged not on what we said before the people, but even what we said in the darkness or in the inner ear, or as he said, inner rooms in the ear. Another point which is very important today. I want to end with it. I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. Satan doesn't want to kill your body. Satan wants to kill your body and soul. الشيطان مش عايز يقتل جسدك. الشيطان عايز يقتل نفسك وروحك. وكلمة يقتل هنا الروح والنفس ما بتقتلش ما بتموتش لكن يقتل يعني يضيعها من الأبدية. يقتلها روحيا. Satan doesn't want to kill your body. Satan wants to kill your body and let your soul be far from the true life, and this is the death. So he is considered killing your soul. Beware of that. That's why today, and in every or most of the martyrs' biographies, we read that they were persecuted. Many bad tortures. Why? Because Satan doesn't want to kill the body. Satan wants to gain the body and the soul with him in the Hades, in the eternal punishment place. في النار الأبدية. الشيطان مش عايز يموت جسدك. الشيطان عايز يموت جسدك ويبعد روحك عن الحياة. ولما يبعد روحك عن الحياة يبقى بيموت هذه الروح. That's why he was putting in the hearts and the minds of the rulers and the kings to try to persuade the martyrs to change their minds and worship the idols. And then the winning of Satan. When he at the end fails to persuade the martyr, he says, okay, cut off his head. But I lost him. يعني باختصار كده. الشيطان وده السر في العذابات. الواحد يقول إيه؟ ليه العذابات كتيرة كده؟ ليه بيعذبوا الناس كده كتير؟ تعرق بيهم خلاص. لا ما كانش عايز كده. الشيطان مش عايز يقطع رقبتنا. الشيطان عايز ياخد أبديتنا وياخدها معاه في الجحيم. فما يتعب الجسد وبعدين الجسد يقوم تاني يعمل العينين بتوع أبنوب وبعدين يصبحوا لقوهم سلام يقطع إيديه ورجليه لقوهم سلام يحطوه في النار يطلع سليم. all these tortures that befell on the Abanub and all the martyrs, just because he wants, I mean Satan, he wants them to betray Jesus Christ and deny him. Then this is the winning of Satan. عشان كده أحبابي نشوف كتير قوي من العذابات اللي تحصل على الشهداء, وللأسف بعض من الشهداء بيضعف, دول بقى بيكسبهم الشيطان. لكن اللي بيتقوا كده زي تادل الشطبي, زي ماري جرجس, زي ماري مينا, زي ست دميانا, زي بنوب النهيسي, زي شينوسي, زي all these martyrs, all these names that I, some of them I named, but they are millions throughout the history of the church. So these people insisted to confess the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, neglecting all the tortures that were befalling on them. Here I say, imagine that the persecution comes to us here in Canada. What you will do? Ask yourself. Ask yourself. Imagine that the persecution, not only the persecution of faith and the bad laws that are in this country and in the Western countries in general, but I say, if a persecution, physical persecution, comes to you, what will you do? Will you be steadfast in faith? You cannot do that without living a true spiritual life with God. That's why all of these martyrs who accepted the tortures and insisted to confess our Lord Jesus Christ were initially living with Jesus Christ. He was filling their hearts. He was filling their minds. He was filling their life. They were saturated with a true joy, true peace, real purity. So they were not afraid of that. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body. After that, have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you shall fear. Fear him who, after he killed, has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. ده مين ده بقى؟ مين ده؟ ده Jesus Christ. هنا بيقول ايه؟ بيقول لما تقراها تلاقيها him بالH capital. For fear him who after he has killed, but he has killed Satan, has killed the devil, has the power to cast the devil into hell. Yes, I say to fear him. In another words, we can say, ما تخافش من الشيطان اللي ما يقدرش يعمل ما يقدرش من العالم اللي ما يقدرش ياخد نفسك ياكل جسدك بس, انما خاف من ياخد جسدك ونفسك في جهنم. خاف من اللي ياخد جسدك ونفسك في جهنم. خاف من ده. تعملش حساب لآلام الجسد, لكن امسك في الرب يسوع المسيح بكل قوتك. Steadfast in his in him and live with him in him for him by him all your life, and then Satan will have nothing to do with you, because in all these persecutions and hardships, and this is the conclusion, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. The Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. May the Lord strengthen our faith and give our youth the same faith and strong life of Abanu bin Nahisi, who conquered emperors and kings and rulers, and gained with him 8,000 martyrs. If you go to visit Saint Mary in Samanud, after his name also Abanub in Samanud, you'll find the relics of 8,000 martyrs who were killed with him. In the same church, they put the relics of these martyrs. Look how strong he was, because he was very religious, very spiritual, very strong in his faith, and no power of Satan was upon him all his life. All of these people who killed him are none now, but about 20 centuries, we still remember Abanub and Nahisi, the child who was 12 years old, and may his prayers and may his intercession help us in our life here in these difficult days. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
ببراني من راسي انتبي اخريستوس
اربرس ففين ريقون وتنشويس النفتير انتي ثوتوكوس ماري اسمابن بن سوتير انتفكاني نوفينا نفول
طبي مبشوي سيري قنو بيطلو فروس مارتيروس أبا نبير مني سنتفكاني نوفينا نفول
رفز مرو تنجي فيوت نمبشيري نمبت نغما الثواب تتري سنجي كفول تنوش تموس بنتي أونس
In Sophia, Cyprus, Coming, Creation, Genomus, Me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father of all ages, Light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made. Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and is coming again in his glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets in one holy, catholic, and apostolic church. We confess on baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the